So, why am I feeling a slight rush of adrenaline while standing by the River Thames in London? Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm John. I'm from Switzerland, from Micro. We have the first electric scooter with motion control and probably one of the funniest one.
So tell me about what your job entails.
I'm product manager, so I'm doing product development. I was working a lot in bringing this product into the production with our partners in China, and help some marketing assistants, that's what I do.
I've had a long relationship with Micro Scooter, my first one being a little Swiss badged shiny metal one. Then I shifted to a very rare carbon fiber micro scooter, which was, I find out now, it was a prototype.
Yeah, this one never went into series, actually. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm keeping hold of mine, but check eBay soon just in case. This is by far one of the most impressive electric vehicles I've had a chance to experience, because it's really unusual. There's something very organic about the ride mechanism. Can you explain that?
Yeah, the unique thing about the e-micro is its motion control sensor, meaning it's actually like a kick scooter. You ride it like a kick scooter, and the sensors detect your kicks, your push of the foot off the ground, and assist that for a couple seconds with electrical energy until you kick again.
That was my biggest concern. You know, if we're all riding electric skateboards, electric scooters, where's our fitness going to go? We're just going to be these huge gelatinous blobs going from A to B, plugging in our feet affectionately. But I've just had a go up and down the promenade here, and you can work it quite hard if you want to, and it's like these exoskeleton frames you see they're building for soldiers. So use a little bit of energy, get a lot of power. A little bit of a kick on here and you are shooting forward. Is that a fair comparison?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, we got our inspiration from the electrical bikes. We tried to do something that you have to do something by yourself still. I think with this mechanism, it's just more fun to ride. You also save some battery energy overall when you do something by yourself. And another big advantage is that when you go up uphill, you can actually scoot uphill any slope, and it doesn't just stop the scooter because you don't have any torque anymore. You can just go and you kick again, and the motor assists, and no worries about steepness. Yeah.
So it's treating hills like the flat.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do more.
Yeah.
And this motor makes more, but it works, yeah.
So I'm guessing the range is going to be dependent on the size of the person riding it, the road surface you've got, how many hills. What kind of ranges are you getting out of the e-scooter, e-micro?
So now we're declaring a range between 10 and 15 kilometers, and that's, as you say, really depending on the outer variables, especially if it's such a small product and the value between the rider's weight and the product's weight is even bigger than in an electrical bike or electrical car. So 10 to 15, I'm 90 kilograms and I get realistic 8 kilometers.
But you also game it. I was watching you ride, so you don't actually do that much pushing. You found a way to make the scooter just go without putting your foot down almost.
Yeah, the sensor detects the horizontal movement of the footboard, so you can actually just do a kind of hip movement and push the footboard forward, and the motor kicks in. Yeah.
There was an interesting device that, we'd had some fun, and then when we came back, you placed a little magnet on the board, and you very cleverly, by just twisting this magnet, you were able to switch it up in power. Is this so that you can kind of give one to a kid and make sure they're not going crazy? Or because it's a removable thing. Why is it not a switch?
So we wanted to have this thing removable. We call it setting tool in order to be able exactly to give the scooter to your kids if you want to. We have three speed settings that are set in the product and that can be changed with this additional setting tool that will get delivered with every product. The three settings differ in speed and power. So the setting number one has a maximum speed of 15 kilometers, and that goes up until 25. 25 is pretty fast on a product like this. And the power is going from 250 watts to 500 watts, which is also quite powerful if you are not experienced in riding the e-micro.
And what kind of charge time does it take?
We have a 1 hour charge time.
1 hour?
Yeah.
Is it a normal lead, or is it like this massive box on a cable?
Ah, no, of course. It's a small charger. That's one of our concept, part of our concept. Other electric scooters, they have a long charging time. They're bulky and heavy. This one, with the short charging time, of course, must have a really small charger, because you will bring it with you. You will use this product differently than a big 15 kilogram electric scooter, which where you go the whole journey to work and freeze your fingers off. But this one you take into the metro or a tube and use it as a combination of means of transportation.
Do you have an app where I can plot my journey anywhere between pubs and cafes which are about 10 kilometers apart?
We don't have this app yet. We are actually bringing out this summer a e-micro together with the car brand Peugeot, and the Peugeot scooter will have an application, Bluetooth, and you can track your rides, you can estimate how far you get, everything done in there. Yes.
This sounds amazing. I am genuinely really impressed, because when you look at the footprint of this scooter, not only is it looking just like a normal adult micro scooter, what's the weight?
The weight is 7.5 kilograms, so it's the world's lightest electric scooter as well. Yeah.
And I have a Brompton which I carry around, and I'm trying to get that down to 10 kilos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this has already beaten that, hasn't it?
Yeah. And you can actually use it as a normal scooter if you want to. You tap the brake 3 times and the assistance is off. You use it as a normal kick scooter in case you want to save some energy or whatever.
Or save some battery. That's going to be a question I forgot to ask. What happens when the battery's flat?
Yeah.
Well, 3 taps and you can just use it like a normal scooter.
Yeah.
With a very low center of gravity, so you can probably ride it really quite comfortably.
Yeah. You can try it. It's really...
I'll give it a go right now. Yeah. Thank you so much. What's the official website?
The official website is www.microscooters...
What's the British website? Does anybody know?
micro-scooters.co.uk.
micro-scooters.co.uk. Thanks very much. I'm going to have a go without any power to see what happens when I've misjudged how far those pubs are apart and I'm in the middle of the countryside. Thank you so much.
Thank you.